Missouri bounty hunter bill for illegal immigrants would create state version of ICE. A Missouri bounty hunter bill targeting violent illegal immigrants would also create a state version of the federal immigration and customs enforcement that could put dangerous immigrants away for life. Senate Bill 72, if enacted, would mandate life imprisonment without parole for dangerous illegal immigrants arrested in Missouri who are convicted of felony trespassing charges. It would also allow Missourians to collect $1,000 bounties for reporting illegal immigrants who are arrested. The bill's sponsor, Republican Senator David Gregory, told the Epoch Times an updated version of the bill is designed to lock up dangerous criminals within the state, such as Venezuelan Tren de Aragua gang members. Nonviolent illegal immigrants would not be targeted under the bill, he said. If they're not dangerous, we let them go, Gregory said. We all know the illegal immigration crisis continues to be one of the top concerns of Americans, and it's a crisis that can only be fixed with a collaborative effort. President Donald Trump made illegal immigration a core issue during his 2024 election campaign for a second presidential term. Upon taking office, he signed a flurry of executive orders to secure U.S. borders and deport those residing in the country unlawfully, especially those with criminal convictions. SB 72 would create a state program with guidance from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and authorize state law enforcement to participate in finding and detaining illegal immigrants. All law enforcement agencies in Missouri would be required to provide the State Department of Public Safety with any information requested regarding illegal immigration. Likewise, officers throughout the state would be required to cooperate with DHS in the apprehension, detention, or removal of aliens not lawfully present in the United States. Public dangers denied bail. The bill provides for DPS to seek arrest warrants for illegal immigrants and notify ICE once detained. If ICE does not take the illegal immigrants into federal custody within 2 business days, they would appear before a state judge who would determine if they are legally seeking asylum. Charges for legitimate asylum seekers would be dropped, and they would be released unless the defendants are wanted for another crime, according to the bill. If defendants aren't seeking asylum, the judge would determine if the defendant poses a danger to the community. Those who pose a threat to the public would be denied bail and remain jailed, while nonviolent defendants would be released in accordance with court conditions. DPS would create a program to train certified bounty hunters or bail bond agents to pursue those who cross the border illegally and are in Missouri. The bounty hunters and law enforcement officers would be qualified to arrest suspected illegal immigrants after obtaining a warrant, according to the bill. The tip line is modeled after existing ICE tip lines, according to a press release from Gregory's office. Similar proposals in other states. Lawmakers in Mississippi attempted to duplicate the Missouri Bounty Hunter Bill with House Bill 1484. It failed to move out of committee and died in that state legislature earlier this month. In Texas, which created its own border protection unit called Operation Lone Star, lawmakers seek to establish a state division of Homeland Security. Also, lawmakers have filed bills requiring state and local authorities to cooperate with ICE through 287 agreements. These agreements can provide ICE with extra manpower and logistical support needed to arrest and deport millions of illegal immigrants. On February 13, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed bills into law he called the toughest in the nation targeting illegal immigration. One measure makes entering the state without legal status a crime, carrying a mandatory 9-month jail sentence upon conviction.